I'm Pastor Andy of the Village Church, and today's message is entitled The Eighth Deadly Sin. Romans 1:21 says, "They did not give thanks to Him." The seven deadly sins. We've all heard about them, some of us more than others. For some Christian traditions, they have been a mainstay of moral instruction, providing insight into the human condition and the dangers into which any human may fall. There has been a development of the deadly sins over the course of history. While some catalogs of sin predate Christianity, it has been the church that has refined and systematized the list. The current list of seven was adopted by Pope Gregory in the 6th century. They include lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, and pride. While some Roman Catholic teaching identifies these sins as cardinal sins and comprise seven ways to eternal death, Thomas Aquinas called them capital sins because, in his view, they were the sum and substance of all other sins. Over the centuries, the seven deadly sins had their virtuous counterparts: charity, chastity, diligence, kindness, patience, humility, and temperance. Nearly every dimension of culture, from art and music to television and the cinema, has found the seven deadly sins to be fertile soil for creative expression. But I think they left one out. One sin that is one of the chief sins, one of the big ones, one that is at the head of the list, leading to the moral disintegration of the human race and hence leading to the other deadly sins. That sin is ingratitude. Now, I don't pretend to have such insight into the human condition that I am qualified to add to the list of deadly sins which have been so fully affirmed through centuries of observation and analysis. Not at all. I have no authority of my own to bear on this question. My authority is the Apostle Paul. When Paul describes the human condition in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 and following, he speaks of the human suppression of the truth about God in unrighteousness. God has revealed Himself in the created world, and human beings have disregarded His revelation of Himself. He writes, "For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them, for His invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse." Romans 1, 19 to 20. And then he says this, "For although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened." Romans 1, 21. Then Paul goes on to show how this ingratitude leads to all the other sins in a grand moral downward spiral. Most, if not all, of the seven deadly sins are included then in Paul's catalog, for he mentions idolatry and sexual sin, covetousness, malice, envy, murder, strife, deceit, boasting, and on and on. It's remarkable to me that at the head of Paul's catalog is ingratitude. They did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him. And that attitude changes literally everything, from thinking, which became futile, to idolatry, to all the other kinds of human vice. Well, since the seven deadly sins have their heavenly virtuous counterparts, so does ingratitude. It is, of course, thankfulness. As we celebrate Thanksgiving, let's remember how central our gratitude to God is for literally every dimension of our Christian walk. And I trust your Thanksgiving Day will not be just one day a year, but every day will be for you an expression of your gratitude to God. For, as James says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Thanks for listening. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Pastor Andy.